Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 7th of July. I'm your host, Paul White. We are in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and our continuing, it's barely even started, but our continuing journey through the epistle of 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Quick comment here. There's a lot less of the argument in the New Testament that seems to be prevalent among some today about whether to refer to Jesus as God or God separate from Jesus. Throughout the writings I see of Paul and Peter, they continue to speak in very Jewish terms of God as God who gave his son. We don't see them, although I think the indication is there in the New Testament that the epistle writer saw Jesus as God or saw Jesus on par with God. Certainly, I think that's what the whole right hand of the Father means, is that Jesus is, I don't think that means Jesus is sitting at the Father's right hand in a cosmic place called heaven, but rather that Jesus has finished the work and now sits on equal terms with God, or something like that. So there's a little less of what I see as an argument now among some, and I've been confronted with it before as well, is do I see Jesus as equal with God, or how dare you say Jesus is God? There's a little less of that in the New Testament. They do seem to make the differentiation between those two. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's both God and he's the Father of Jesus, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again. Tomorrow will be time to take a look at that living hope through resurrection. But I just, as I was readying myself for today, I saw this phrase, who according to his abundant mercy, and thought, man, we would really be doing a disservice if we flew past this abundant mercy idea and we didn't look at it from the point of view of a Jewish man living in the first century. Paul used it. He used mercy a lot. But when we ended our Galatians study, the very end of Galatians, Galatians 6:16, as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them. Mercy was a part of the gospel of grace because mercy is a part of the God of grace. And this is probably, there's probably a better way to describe this, but this is the way I learned it, and it's the way I still can really understand it, for lack of a better term. That God is both merciful and gracious. Merciful in that he does not always allow us to walk into what we deserve. Gracious in that he gives us that which we cannot earn. Now, those are probably very elementary definitions of mercy and grace. Probably there are better ways, scholarly or even through classic Hebrew and Greek, to handle those words. But I think they work for us, because they show us a God who often withholds that which we feel like we probably deserve, and a God who often gives that which we're quite confident we don't deserve. Those two aspects being mercy and grace. God being merciful and gracious. That's something Jonah calls God. In the 4th chapter of Jonah, I was in Hogansville, Georgia at the end of June, and did a Sunday morning sermon on Jonah. I haven't done a sermon on Jonah in a long, long time, and I had been reading in the prior weeks about Jonah and felt inspired to do a sermon where we went basically from the top of that little 4-chapter book to the bottom. Now, we didn't read 4 chapters in the Sunday morning, but worked our way through that book with some various highlights of that man's life, and I walked away with this sense of, it was almost a little discouraging because Jonah's such an anti-hero. He's so atypical of the heroes of the Old Testament. He's just not a good dude. And he's hateful, unloving. And his comment to God, by the way, that sermon, Jonah, will be available on our website in the month of August. We'll get to that as we, and hopefully I'll remember to tell you about that. It'll be available on all the audio platforms as well. But you get into that fourth chapter, and Jonah says, you know, I didn't want to go to Nineveh, not because they're murderous, but I didn't want to go to Nineveh because I knew you would do this. I knew if they repented and turned from their wickedness, you would forgive them because you're a merciful God. And while there is such beauty in that statement that you're a merciful God, there's such tragedy in the hatred behind Jonah's voice, because he knew God was merciful. He knew that if Nineveh called out to him, God wouldn't give them what they deserve. And that made Jonah sick because he wanted them to get what they deserve. He asked God to kill him twice in the fourth chapter because basically Jonah is saying, I don't want to live in a world where they get to live. And I was so moved, and I don't know that I've ever had as much verbal affirmation of a sermon speaking into people's lives as that one did, or so much verbal affirmation so quickly, as people would come to me afterwards and even into the evening service and say, man, I spotted a Nineveh in my life, and I have a lot of trouble with God being merciful to them because I have almost openly said I don't want to live in a world where these kind of people don't get their justice. And it showed us a lot about our heart. It showed me a lot about my heart. It shows me a lot about how we treat people in the church. Don't ever forget that God is merciful. Don't ever downplay the mercy of God. Whenever Peter here in this third verse talks about the abundant mercy, he is about to lead you into the resurrection of Christ from the dead. It tells me that God, through his mercy, is giving us a chance we don't deserve, or withholding from us perhaps what we do deserve. His mercy extending life to a people who through their wickedness deserve death. And I think I've been wicked enough, at least in my own mind and maybe in the way I felt about people, to feel like that all of the mountainous problems of the world should probably have landed on my shoulders. And yet, mercifully, here I am. I don't ever want to take that for granted, that God is a God of abundant mercy. Tomorrow we'll close the third verse by dealing with that resurrection of Jesus Christ and the living hope. There's something powerful there with that phrase, living hope, and we'll dig in tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.